Hello, everyone. This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. I am so glad that you stopped by. Every week, I post a show about three of our core areas, faith, family, or fitness, with interviews from inspiring women and segments about how I'm navigating my 40s. As a 43-year young woman, I am just now beginning to embrace the true essence of who I am and allowing the world to be a part of the journey. Feel free to join us every week as we embark upon a new beginning of life over 40 and beyond. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, especially with a cup of coffee. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. What's up, y'all? This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. We are back with week three of our Mindset Shift four-part podcast series entitled Moving from Surviving to Thriving. And this week, we're on step three. Our first step, I'm just going to jump right in. Our first step was analysis. Girl, you a mess. And once I realized I was a mess, then I arrived at step two, which was acceptance. It is what it is. Now, what can I do with the information that I have I've received so that I can move forward to create the life that I'm supposed to have? And now, in step three, we're going to take all of that information that we've learned and we're going to put it to action. And we're going to either one, well, in all way, in everything, it's about us doing something in this step, whether it be for me, exercise, for me, making the decision to get into therapy. And then another major part in that was recommitting to Christ. And before we get into this, I want to, as I always do, is to look at the definition of action. And I have two parts to the definition for action. And part A is the fact or process of doing something typically to achieve an aim. So there's something that we're trying to achieve in order to reach a goal. So it's an action. And part B, the way in which something such as a chemical has an effect or influence. So sometimes you can take baking soda and add vinegar to baking soda, and vinegar and the baking soda will begin to fizz. The chemical in the vinegar causes a reaction to happen in the baking soda. And when I'm thinking about action as it relates to my life and the things that I have to do, so once I realized, girl, you a mess. You need to get it together. You need to figure this out. It is what it is. Accept it. Now, what do you need to do to process this information so that you can move forward? And the first thing that I did was I made the decision to get into therapy. So when I made the decision to get into therapy, again, this has been, I don't know how many times I've shared this on this podcast, but I think at this point, we all realize how important I believe therapy to be, to help you to be able to process the things that you've experienced in life. And also just as a normal checkup, I think I definitely have said that on here, is that, you know, there might not necessarily be something wrong, but I feel like therapy should even be looked at just as you would go to your annual, to your practitioner for an annual checkup. Every year, they run your blood work. They're checking things out just to make sure. It's the same way that therapy works for me. Sometimes I don't even have anything to talk about. And then after I get in there, we start having a conversation about whatever. Something does come up. And it's not necessarily something that's traumatic. It's just about Again, I always say how I'm showing up in the world, how I respond to people, what are some triggers for me? Everything that I need to do to make sure that I'm staying in tune with who and where I am in my life is important to me. So again, I made the decision to get into therapy. At the time, I didn't recognize it was what I need to do. Just like I said before, when I was talking to my best friend and she said, girl, consider therapy. And immediately, 2 weeks later, it was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that before? But again, God places your people into your life for a reason. And if you have read the blog post that I put up about the mindset shift, my mindset shift, you'll see in there where I said it was my aha moment. It was like, if your best friend, if somebody you've known for over 20 years tells you you need to get into therapy, girl, you need to listen. But all jokes aside, definitely therapy and making the decision to get into therapy has been one of the biggest catalysts for change in my life, both mentally, spiritually, and physically. And so, again, that was a form of action for me, an action saying that I don't have it all together. I don't have all of the answers. But what therapy does is it opens up my mind to ask myself to answer the questions. My therapist will ask me the right questions to help me to get to a place where I can determine what is best for me and my life. And it has worked wonders. Also in therapy, I think too that, you know, you have someone who listens to you, who's not placing any judgment on you and the things that you say, or the things that you might do, but helping you, especially when you feel that it's a problem, to initiate the change that's needed. A second action that I decided to do was to recommit to Christ. I recommitted to Christ for a couple of years. I don't know if it was a couple of years. I know it was over a year or more, I'm sure. Between 1 to 2 years, I did not go to church consistently. And it started out as non-intentional. And then it turned into God really releasing me and saying, yes, this is the right thing for you to do. Because let me be honest, a lot of times, I know for me, it may be different for you, a lot of times we go to church out of guilt, out of the expectation of other people, what people are going to think, what are they going to say. And church becomes less about God and your relationship with Him and more about people, what they want, what their expectations are, and your belief that my relationship with God is not what it is or what I say it is if somebody doesn't see me going to church every Sunday. That's a lie. In the time that I spent going to church inconsistently, what I found is that my relationship with Christ was strengthened. And strengthened because what I realized is that what I just said to you, I had to get all of that other stuff out of the way and really focus on God and what He's done for me and what He's brought me through. And in that time, I really and truly got into His Word, got into spending time with Him, was having church in this house, outside of the house, with my husband, with my son. And when I say church, it's that just simply sitting down, having a conversation with somebody about life and God showing up in that conversation. And before you know it, that conversation has got you to a place where you like, thank you, God, for showing me you. Thank you for being there for me. I mean, yes, we are supposed to fellowship with believers. I am adamant about that. And I am, you know, now back to a place where I'm going to church consistently. But it's more because
I had the time to go outside of the walls and really see the glory of God, because that's where he shows up through the week. We don't go to church every day. So we need to be the church. We need to be the church. And I needed to be so connected with God, not connected with man, not looking at a pastor for what only God can give me. I really needed to know who he was outside of what anybody else said about him. Who do I know him to be for me? What has he done for me? That's what was important. And so I'm grateful for that period of time that I made the decision to really get close to God and really spend time with him and to really recommit to him. Because a lot of times I'm moved by my feelings, and my feelings are unstable at best, very unstable. Really, it doesn't matter how I feel. What matters is what I know to be true. And that is that God is real, that his word is a blueprint for my life, and that it is meant to sustain me and to strengthen me, and that only he can do that. Only God can do that. Everything else is an added bonus. And I really need to know and believe without a shadow of a doubt that God is real, and that his word is real. And the only way that I can do that is through my time with him, getting to know him, spending time with him. And so I definitely, through the action of recommitment, reconnected with God on a level that I had never experienced before. And I'm grateful for that. So that was another catalyst. That was another action that took place in my life that I made a decision to do or to act on. So number one was therapy. Number two was my recommitment to Christ. And the third one was committing to health and wellness. Committing to health and wellness. And so what does that look like? So historically, I have lost weight. I've said it on here. I've been overweight most of my life. I've always been active. I've always been involved in things. It was just the food that I put in my mouth. And so now that I am over 40, you know that you got to eat right and exercise. Used to be able, I would just be able to exercise and I could drop some weight. But now your girl got to eat right and exercise, because what? I am 43 years young. But yeah, I made a commitment to eat right and exercise. I come from a family of that is predisposed to diabetes. It doesn't matter if you're skinny or if you're thin. I have people in my family who are diabetic. And as I was approaching 40, which I've said here before, right before 41, my nurse practitioner had told me that my levels were a little high and I should start taking metformin. And I was like, oh no, I'm not. I'm going to do this keto and I'm going to change my life. Now here's to say, I have lost weight and now I'm exercising and I'm doing well. And I said that if I am going to become diabetic, which I'm not claiming that, it's not going to be because I am not doing what I'm supposed to be doing health wise. And so that her saying that to me was like, nope. So I made the decision to do the keto diet. And if you have not, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it here on the podcast. I probably have a while ago, but I registered with Black Keto Girl on Instagram. She's a great trainer or great coach for the keto diet. So if you need any help to get started, she has a book. Go over to Instagram and follow her. And I believe her website is also, and I'll leave it in the show notes, www.blackketogirl.com. She now has some products. So yeah, definitely go over and check her out. But that was an action. I knew how important my health was to me. And I know that when I get older, I want to be a grandma that is around here getting it, Yes, sir. With my grandpa, with my husband, me and grandpa are going to be getting it and we're going to be vacationing and we're going to look healthy and we're going to be traveling the world. I'm not going to be running back and forth to the doctors for anything that I've done to myself with the Lord. If with the Lord's will, I will not. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm not saying that against anybody or what is going on, because I believe that we all should be healthy. And that's not against saying anything against anyone. But for me, I want to do everything that I can do now to make sure that I take care of this temple that God has blessed me with. Because we walk around like we have all the time in the world to make a change to our lives. And nothing, no, not one day is promised to us. So I want to definitely take this body that I got and change it and transform it and have it looking like it's never looked before. By the time I'm 45, y'all, listen, your girl is 43 right now. And I've lost about 60, 65 pounds. But let me tell you, by 45, I wish you could see me. Listen, get ready. I'm about to be running for Jesus, slaying these 40s, Foxy and 50, all of that. But again, made a commitment to my health and wellness because I do not get the chance to just live and eat like I want to. I have to take care of my body. And when I tell you, God will allow things, because I started to have acid reflux, like no matter what it was, acid reflux. It could be vegetables. I don't know if it was the salad dressing or whatever. If I was eating a salad, I would get acid reflux. I was like, no, I got to get all of this system together. Because what did I say before? If you want something different, you got to do something different. Again, my pastor says this, if you want something different, you got to do something different. Change begins with you. Nobody's going to give you anything. Life doesn't work like that. You got to work. Stop looking at other people and what they're doing. Talking to myself when you scrolling through Instagram, watching people in their highlight reels, live your best life. And for me, my best life is an uncomfortable life. Uncomfortable getting up 4:20 in the morning to run outside because I have a marathon that I want to start to get to train for, because I need to run consistently so I can build up my endurance, because I have a plan for a marathon. You think I want to get up at 4:20 in the morning? Absolutely not. No, I don't. But you know what I like? I don't like getting up at 4:20 in the morning, but I like the results of what my body looks like. I love the results of how my brain functions after I'm done, the high that I feel, the endorphins that I released. That's what I like. I don't like the sacrifice, but I like the results of the sacrifice. Gets back to what we said at the beginning of this: faith without works is dead. And so I believe that I want to be a marathoner January of 2020. So in order to get there, I got work to do. I have work to do. And so I officially began my marathon training July 1. July 1. Right now I'm running three times a week. I'm in a 10K training, using a 10K training plan right now. Doing those three runs, three times a week. And then once marathon training comes, I'll be running 4 days a week. Right now I'm doing 3 days, three times a week. And then I also have one day that I do HIIT training, high intensity interval training with weights and a little bit of cardio in between that I do once a week. And then when marathon training starts, I think I'll be exercising six times a week. But the results will be that my body will be strong. I will have endurance, more endurance. I'm building this body to win. And that's from the inside out. I started with my mental. I reconnected my spiritual. And now all my physical can do is come into line. Because I'm claiming victory. Victory in Jesus' name. So that is the third step in our Surviving to Thriving podcast series, action. What is the action that you're going to do to change your life? Commit to it. Believe in it. And sometimes you're going to be, it's not going to be perfect. Because let me tell you, I'll share that next week. It is not easy. You're going to have hiccups. You're going to fall. You're going to get back up. But the one thing that I've never done, even in struggling with my weight in all these years, is I've never given up. And I will never give up because God never gives up on me. Remember to be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. Have an amazing week. And remember, it's all good because it's all God. Take care, y'all, and I'll talk to you next time.